Colder temperatures typically mean more indoor time for most of us. But for wildlife biologists, there's nothing like the winter months for getting out and counting big game like elk and moose. Mike Porras is spokesman for Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
At this time of year, they're a little easier to see. There's no leaves on the trees, and they're in areas that are a little more accessible.
One interesting research question in Colorado and across the West is why the mule deer population is declining. A valuable research tool right now comes from attaching tracking collars to the animals to watch movements and behavior. Porras says scientists are puzzling through a couple of theories.
Harsh weather, drought, severe winters are a concern, development of all kinds, outdoor recreation.
Researchers are also looking at the interaction between mule deer and predators and human development that causes changes in habitat. For Parks and Wildlife researcher Chuck Anderson, it's the intersection of mule deer and natural gas exploration on the Western Slope that's the topic of a 10-year study underway in the Piance Basin.
So we've got a real good picture of how deer are reacting to activities currently.
Last winter, Anderson and other researchers introduced different mitigation efforts designed to address human activity and habitat degradation for the deer across the 400-square-mile research area. It involves removing timber and releasing grasses and shrubs in small treatment areas.
And basically, that enhances deer forage.
Anderson says there are several small areas like this one over a very large landscape.
Our treatment sites range from about 3 to 12 acres in size.
By making these improvements, Anderson says this creates the ideal environment and food type that the deer prefer. This is important because while the vegetation loss from building well pads is small, he says there's an indirect habitat loss during the time of development.
So the actual habitat loss is larger than the area that's disturbed.
Ultimately, Anderson says the hope is to improve food and boost deer loyalty to specific sites. Researchers in the Piance Basin are also tracking deer health and studying how the animals react to development activity during their migration period. The study wraps up in 2018. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.